The little girl crouched, studying a chalk drawing. She wore a yellow dress, and her dark hair was pulled back with a matching ribbon. That was all Megan saw when she glanced up. Megan was trying to calm down before she returned home to talk to her mother about how she was 16 now. But some instinct told her to look again. The girl's wrist and hands were coated in blood. Holy shit. The girl looked up at Megan. Are you hurt? The little girl shook her head. Where's your mommy and daddy? Inside, the girl answered, frowning. Why don't we go get them? Megan said as she slowly approached the girl. I'm just drawing, the girl said, tears coming from her eyes. I didn't do anything wrong. Of course not, sweetheart, Megan said. She now could see the holes in the back of the girl's fist. But I would like to talk to them, okay? The little girl scowled at the chalk stick figures as Megan walked up to the front door and rang the bell. The blonde woman wearing a red cardigan and pearled answers the door. Yes? Megan said, your daughter seems to be hurt. Not again, the woman exclaimed, and all over her new dress, too. The woman marched towards the girl and yelled, Maddie, you come over here right now. Ma'am, said Megan, as she followed the woman, I think she needs to see a doctor. It looks serious. Mind your own business, the woman snapped. She grabbed the now sobbing girl by her arms and started to pull her towards the house. Dolores, a man's voice called from the door. Megan turned and saw a man with hair plugs and a salmon polo shirt emerge in a leisurely fashion. Remember what the doctor said. How am I supposed to ignore all these stains? And the Thompsons called the cops last week. She just wants attention. If we react negatively or positively, it'll keep happening. He smiled as he patted his wife on the arms. Maddie, go get washed up for dinner. The little girl obeyed, tears still streaming down her cheeks. She looks really hurt, Megan said. The man smiled. I know it looks dramatic, and we must seem callous, but all she wants is attention. I can't imagine a little girl doing that to her own hands. The man laughed. Oh, she doesn't do the stoke motto on purpose. It's just a hysterical reaction. We don't even go to church, the woman said. Still, Megan said. It looks scary, the man said. Dolores even panicked the first few times. He gave his wife a squeeze. Megan was about to respond when he said, And it's awful good of you to make sure she's all right. Shows real character. I bet your parents are proud. Well, you better get going home now. Megan realized that during that speech he had been walking her to the sidewalk. She started home, glancing back. The man waved and the woman glared. Megan never saw the little girl playing out in the front yard again. Mm-hmm.